Okay, building condos and putting in retail stores isn't really looking at the bigger issues of, like, systematic poverty. So people who are living on assistance programs being completely, like, not just below the poverty line, but in abject, deep, deep poverty. And I know, again, those are provincially funded things, but municipalities can take ownership for the people who are in their community. I don't see a lot of dialogue around keeping a lot of the social services downtown. In fact, a lot of the dialogue has been about how they would maybe move services out or try to put them into one building as opposed to leaving them in maybe some of the more accessible locations. So I think there's that. I tend to find, too, a lot of the conversation around people who are maybe in poverty or facing mental health or addictions concerns that are in our downtown community, it's often with a lot of stigma in the newspaper. And so I think as a city, you can take a lot of onus and speak up, right? As a council, as a mayor, you can publicly speak out against the way that people are being portrayed.